Was very nice. That was Bears for Years, Garden, off Ursa Major. And does that feature you, Patrick?
It sure does.
And it's a really amazing piece of work.
Oh, thank you.
It's a piece of work.
Oh, thank you.
Just like usually, this one, am I right?
Yeah, I was going to say, usually when you hear piece of work, it's like in a sarcastic fashion. But this is
endearing.
In
yeah,
oh, thank you.
Jersey Italian endearing from my end.
Thank you, Jason. Yeah, well, my wife actually wrote that song, and that's her singing as well.
It's
my wife,
beautiful. Gina.
Yeah, really nice stuff. And our friend Joel, our good friend Joel Simkiss, mixed that record as well.
Yeah, he also mixed your live Smell performance.
Oh, yeah. Holy mackerel.
So just start riffing about Smell. How did it all come together? Was it
amazing? Oh, thank you. Thanks. Yeah, this was an RPM project, which those of you out there who aren't familiar with it, it's a yearly challenge that musicians do every February, because I guess February is the shortest month. We write and record and release an album from scratch starting from February 1st. Through the 28th. So this record was done, you know, starting on February 1st and ending like very, very, very late on February 28th. Our good friend Jim was kind enough to master it for me in exchange for, I think it was a number 4 from McDonald's.
Oh. What is that? Is that fish fillet?
No, God, no.
I don't know.
It's something a respectable person would eat.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. One of those respectable McDonald's meals.
Yeah.
The chicken fingers instead of the chicken McNuggets.
Like a double quarter pounder. Come on.
Oh, yeah, there
We're
you go.
We're not savages. Yeah, and so I was kind of trying something new with this record, whereas my previous project, Gremlins, was more of a kind of prog and like trying to make like full band arrangements.
Right.
This more or less was a sort of attempt at something more minimalist and kind of like I basically limited myself to cigar box, like percussion and like you know, like some minor synth things. Yeah, and I felt like setting up those boundaries really kind of helped give life to the project, kind of helped center me.
Yeah, I mean, the slide guitar, I mean, it's everything from, like, Dolph Lundgren movie soundtrack to, like, slide guitar and Tom Waits stomping. It's, like, it's insane.
Oh, so, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really know what I was doing, kind of going for. I just, actually, I'd been listening a lot to this, I can't remember the guy's name, unfortunately, this, like, Turkish classical guitarists that kind of inspired me to start exploring like microtones and stuff like that, which
nice.
I, you know, can't do on a regular fretted guitar, but right. With the slide I can sort of explore that tonal boundary there.
What type of instrument would you use to do a microtone?
So they do make microtonal guitars
right.
as well, which that guy that I was talking about plays like in a Turkish like it's a 24 tone scale rather than a 12 tone.
See, does that region of the world uses the microtones in their music?
Absolutely, yeah. It's inherent in a lot of Eastern music.
Yeah,
you can technically do it via MIDI too. A lot of soft synths out there have what's called scala tuning files, mm-hmm. and you can import that. So then that way, two octaves of your keyboard will actually equal one octave of microtoned keyboard.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's a lot to wrap your head around, but there's a lot of cool stuff you can do with it.
Yeah.
You were playing like a synthesizer when you're performing in there, correct?
Yeah.
Was that a Moog you were playing, or
no? That's an Arturia Micro Brute.
Okay.
Yeah, I have been using that little thing for a long time. It's super cool and super affordable, which is what drew me to it to begin
with.
I've heard a lot of good things about it because that like affordability slash functionality is like a good
Yeah, if you listen to the last Very Wimar record, that's basically all I played on it.
Yeah.
Just through the entire thing. That was carried by the microbrute.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like you have to put a mortgage down on a Moog.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas that thing, it was like, all right, cool, I don't have to eat Tuesday.
It's fine. I can save up for the number four.
Yeah.
So how did you guys both arrive at this kind of concept? You know what I mean? Like as far as it just seems like it's one continuous kind of emotion. There's no real tracks to it.
So just to be upfront and everything too. This is Patrick's baby.
Okay.
Patrick worked on this from the start, and I didn't really hear much of it until it was finished.
Okay.
I contributed a modular synth to one track, but the rest of it, I just had no idea what was coming. So when I heard it, I was just like, this is interesting.
Yeah, and pardon me for that. But so it had a stream of consciousness because you were forced to kind of push yourself.
Yeah. Yeah,
into
absolutely.
These kind of situations where you had, was it a song a day?
No, I mean, it...
Because I know people who did song a day.
No, this was like, I do remember Maniacs. That one too. Yeah. That's insane.
Because I remember, you guys know Ruben Betzak from Guillermo Sexo. He did a song a day, I remember. And that's insane.
Was he from, oh my God, what was the name of that group?
Future Carnivores was the
Future
other
Carnivores was and Guillermo Sexo.
No, I'm not thinking of that. I'm thinking of... through a ragtime band.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Don't think
The lead singer of that band did a song a day project at one point.
Okay.
Way back. But anyway, no, this was just like all within the month of February.
Oh, okay, that's
complete.
Yeah.
It's either 10 songs or it's 35 minutes, which it actually came out to about 36 minutes. So,
do you guys
in 10 songs?
Do you guys do this live? I know you did it live in studio, but do you guys...
This is the first time.
Is it?
We've performed this live. And yesterday was the first time we practiced it. This was all sort of kind of thrown together because we jumped on the gig last week and we're like, all right, how are we going to do this?
I mean, that makes it even
cooler. So yeah, the stream of consciousness kind of was how we, you know, decided to approach it. Just, you know, we were throwing backing tracks and I would just kind of go wild on the cigar box, and I don't know if you saw, I broke a string at one point.
No, I didn't, but that thing is really, really, really rad. We'll try to post some pictures. I took some pictures.
Oh, awesome.
Of it.
Yeah, I love it. That was a Christmas present from my dad a few years ago, and I'm glad I'm finally putting it to some use.
Where does it come? Where does something like that come from?
So usually, like, there's like a guy who makes them or a person.
I guess I should take a step back and just kind of describe what the instrument's like, because obviously people can't see it.
Right. So it's basically, it's the body of the instrument is a cigar box.
Okay.
And there's a, what's it called? Like a neck attached to it. Thank you. I have been playing guitar for about 3 seconds now. Yeah.
Sounds it.
No, so yeah, kidding. You know, the neck is attached to the back of it, and there's a like a pickup component that probably underneath, like right underneath those holes, right?
Yeah, somewhere in there
or something, maybe to catch the vibration of the wood or something too, I don't know, but it's under the it's like inside of the body of the cigar box, and like I don't know if you could hear me, I was like yelling through it at points. You could actually pick up your voice.
It's what the pros call dope.
Yeah,
it is.
It came through as such over the something the airwaves here in Medford.
It was something. Yeah.
Yeah. The looping effects, and it just at one, I was making notes of what I heard. At one point, I'm like, sounds like a haunted house being sucked into a black hole.
And well, at least we're getting rid of the haunted house, right? It's one less problem.
No, I just had that. It was just kind of because it was kind of being swallowed by itself at one point. It was just really amazing. We were having a lot of fun listening to it.
Awesome.
Thanks. Yeah.
So your website's Smell MA, Smell Mass.
Yeah.
Something I do on a daily basis.
I get it.
smellma.bandcamp.com is where you could find this amazing project.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Yeah, maybe we should do some more live shows at some point.
Yeah.
I mean,
sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, I have no like immediate plans with this group just yet, but I'm feeling pretty good about it. Gotten like a lot of positive feedback, so I think I'm probably going to start taking it to the stage a little more.
Yeah.
And thinking about actually probably doing a follow-up later in the year.
You definitely should. I mean, I'd celebrate your entire catalog as it comes out because
you're literally too kind. Thank you.
I was really impressed with it, and it's a breath of fresh air when you hear something that original and creative. For real. So
I agree. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. Tam, you look like you might have a few questions too.
Well, speaking of which, I was actually going to horn in.
Yeah.
And Chris, you kind of gave me a little in there. We were talking earlier about how you also did an RPM challenge. Is this your RPM challenge from this year?
It is, yes.
And it is called 7 Months at Chimney Rock.
That's right.
All right. I kind of wanted to play a song off it.
I would love to hear
it. It's quite good.
Is there a particular track that you would most like me to play?
Yeah. Why don't you go for Seclusion's a nice little upbeat number.
Seclusion.
Yeah.
Nice little upbeat number.
Yeah,
called
it's
Seclusion.
It's not a it's not an album that's particularly upbeat. So let's go for the upbeat one.
I dig that. I dig the upbeat and the downbeat.
It's like trying to find the single on Woof. Like if Phil was like, I guess this one has some vocals on it.
It's the one with the slide whistle or whatever kind of whistle that was.
Oh, I had that. Yeah.
What's the name of that whistle?
Oh, I just call it a whoopee whistle.
Oh, okay.
I call it the Bart and Lisa whistle because they had rings on an episode of The Simpsons that did it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Only two of special rings.
Yeah. I was like googling comedic whistle. I was like, what is that? I was fascinated. I was just kind of standing there slack-jawed in the window, like, oh, wow.
What is this?
And you guys are all like, woo, like two children playing at Chuck E. Cheese in the plastic balls in there.
You know what? You've heard of math rock before, right?
Of course. I celebrate math rock.
This is recess rock. Or possibly lunch rock.
Romper room rock.
Romper room rock, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm dating myself with that one. Anyway, let's go to Christopher Brown's project here.
Christopher G. Brown with the track Seclusion off his RPM project, 7 Months at Chimney Rock. And we will be back, as long as you guys can stick around for a little bit longer, we'll be back for another little chit-chat after this song. Sure. us there, Christopher G. Brown, off his RPM project. The album name is 7 Months at Chimney Rock. The song was the snappy little number Seclusion. And we are delighted to have Chris and Patrick here. Do you go by Chris or Christopher? Do you go by Christopher professionally or?
So I'm not going to make the Office-based joke, but I always used to go by Chris until there was another Chris Brown that entered the public consciousness.
Yes.
Then I started getting a little bit more formal. I felt, you know, I'm getting older. Maybe I should go by Christopher.
I like that very much, Christopher.
Yeah.
I went by Pam at work until I was doing customer service. Most of my clients were elderly people who would mishear one syllable names. And so mm-hmm. I was Pat, Amy,
sure, yeah.
Jan. Mm-hmm. Like it didn't matter. Hi, I'm Pam. Oh, thanks, Jan. which is just nothing against folks who call me Jan. You can call me anything. Just don't call me late for dinner. Boo boom. Yeah. So Christopher G. Brown, and you can find this album, 7 Months at Chimney Rock, on the RPM Challenge website, on Spotify, mm-hmm. on Bandcamp, and you can find Christopher performing with any manner of different projects. Are you currently?
Very Lumar is what I'm currently playing with these days. Yeah.
Okay. And we're trying to twist Patrick's arm into making Smell into a live project in the very near future.
Not even have to twist it. I'm pretty ready for it.
I'm ready to go see it. That's
absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not busy usually.
but that sounds fantastic. You were just talking to you guys were chit chatting about the instrumentation on that album as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you could just kind of tell us more about how that was made again. I know we were talking offline, but about the snare drum and how you came to make that record we just heard.
Well, I'm just kind of I'm an electronics and noise guy through and through. So my bread and butter is Nine Inch Nails and My Bloody Valentine. So if it's somewhere in between those two, that's where I'm happiest. So for the RPM challenge this year, I wanted to challenge myself and start with an acoustic guitar and vocals for everything. And that was kind of the genesis of this. And I was thinking with the natural sort of sounds, I was kind of thinking back to movies like The Witch from a couple years back, Blair Witch Project. And I just listened to a podcast that was discussing the Bell Witch legend down in Tennessee and just different things like that. I was just really interested in American folklore and that sort of thing. So I just kind of absorbed myself into that mentality of just kind of like creepy Americana. And that's kind of what I was going with on that.
Yeah, it came through right away.
Yeah,
I was listening to it.
Definitely get that vibe.
Yeah, so just almost everything came from a microphone, which is unusual for me.
Yeah, you're doing some really cool miking things with the acoustic guitar, from what I remember. You had a few different mics set up in the room.
Yeah, I don't want to get too into like geek talk, but I had like 5 or 6 microphones for the basic acoustic whenever I was doing that, just to, I don't know, more be geeky about it, because I didn't use half of them in the final mix. But
well, it was a home recording, and it sounded like it wasn't a home recording. It sounded like it was recorded at some posh studio in Nashville or something.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
I turn myself off and I turn myself on again. I'm like the real live girl.
I'm the real girl.
Hi. Are there shows coming up that you guys are playing or planning or?
In other projects.
So Bears for Years, the group of mine that you were playing earlier with my wife, we are playing at McGann's on April 13th with Ski Bunny, I think was the name of the group.
Ski Bunny is one of them. Yeah. You have mentioned them around me enough times where I know for a fact that Ski Bunny is one.
Yes, okay. That is April 13th. It's a Friday. It's at McGann's. We may or may not be doing a Cranberries cover.
That's appropriate.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If you decide to do it.
Yeah, if we decide to do it, may or may not. those are the options that we're playing with. Other than that, I'm hoping to do some more Smell shows later this year. Maybe at like O'Brien's or something, I don't know. But we'll get there.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no shows on deck for me, but there is some new Very Lumar music coming out. We have been at the, basically at right in front of the finish line for the past several months, and it's just a matter of all of us sitting in the room and giving a thumbs up to mixes and getting it mastered. So that should be out hopefully sooner than later.
Great. Well, we really appreciate you guys coming. You took us to non sequitur school today.
Yeah, this was so much fun, and like that was kind of what we wanted to have for everyone. You know, that was the vibe we wanted to create. I'm glad you guys had fun listening to it.
Yeah,
that's great.
smells a fun name too.
Yeah, you know what? It's as far as senses go, it's a pretty solid sense. You know,
it's one of the best five.
Yeah, I would say.
I was like thinking about when I named this group. You don't hear a lot of songs about like smell. You don't hear a lot of lyrics about like the way things smell. It's always about like what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're feeling.
Right.
But like, yeah, you got to talk about smells sometimes. It's important.
The noble nose.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
And there's got to be more music songs about smell than "Ooh, That Smell."
Whoever that. Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, is it Leonard Skinner?
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Okay.
So yeah.
Our fearless leader just burst into the room. It's possible that there's something forthcoming regarding smells and smelliness. But I'm very excited that we got to see, at least here in the studio, and hear and smell.
Sorry about
smell.
That.
And again, if you want to check out Smell, it's smellma.bandcamp.com. And thanks, guys, for coming in.
And that will be coming to Spotify and iTunes soon enough as well.
Great.
Very, very cool.
Soon enough.
Thanks for having us.
The more the merrier.
There's a thing happening. All right. Uh-oh. All right.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Jason Lane here with Pamica Vanderfeest on the town with Mikey D. And we're going to be playing some music for you now.
That's right. That's right. Thanks to our fearless leader, we've got the Dam Builders right here.
It's kind of like when you're on the news and there's like breaking news and someone
breaking
just
music
busts in and hands you the piece of beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. The verb breaking in reference to smell is a little
Yeah,
that's sorry. I apologize. Ugh.
Again, after number four, you know, that's what happens.
I feel like that was my that was my thing. We have the Dam Builders here with their song, Smell. Thank you, Smell.
Thank you.
Bye, Smell. And we hope to see and smell you again soon.
Anytime. Work on those smells. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitkman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I'm ready. a shadow and take it down to the hollow. Waiting, the water bites so cold and shallow. I'm ready, ready now, ready for you. I'm stronger, stronger now, pushing forward. Hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold on, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold on, hold Jamaica, hold on, hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold on, hold Jamaica, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Andrea Gillis, Hold Your Maker, On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Jason Lane with you. We're going to be wrapping things up. Pam, thank you very much for helping me out on the board. One day I'll be able to operate it all by myself.
All by myself.
We'd also like to thank Joel, and we'd like to thank Smell for coming by. They Smell. Were amazing. Smell MA. .bandcamp.com if you want to check them out. Also, the playlist or the show will be archived tomorrow morning. Is that correct?
As soon as we're off air.
Okay, wonderful. So you'll be able to check them out there as well. I leave you this evening with Nick Zano, Pillow Moon off Blue Skies, and Broken Arrow. Sweet dreams, everybody.
Too nice a night to sleep. Though my back is a wreck and my body needs rest, there's just something about a night like this keeps me up against my better will. At the kitchen table, listening to the wind and the leaves on the sidewalk. A lot on my mind, but nobody to talk to, so hello moon, it's just